Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Change is a constant in our lives, and it can be both exciting and scary. Whether it's a new job, a move to a new city, or a change in relationships, we all face moments of uncertainty and discomfort when our lives take a new direction. It can be easy to feel overwhelmed and lost when things are shifting around us, but as Christians, we have a solid foundation that we can cling to in the midst of change. In today's devotional, we will explore the idea of the unchanging changer, and how we can find peace and guidance in the midst of life's transitions. May you be blessed as you listen. The topic is the unchanging changer, and our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8.
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Are you facing change today that leaves you anxious and uncertain of the future? Change can be daunting and terrifying, especially when we face it unexpectedly. The mere thought of leaving our comfort zone can paralyze us with fear. We may be comfortable where we are, but deep down, we know that we are not growing. It is essential to realize that change is inevitable, and it is not something we can control. However, we can control our response to change. I once met a man who was terrified of change. He had been working at the same company for 10 years and was content with his job. He loved his colleagues and the familiarity of his daily routine. However, his company had been acquired by a larger firm, and the management was changing. This man was scared of the unknown and feared that he would lose his job. I remember the day he told me about it, he was looking disheveled and anxious. He was sad as he shared his concerns with me. As he talked, I listened carefully. I understood his fear and empathized with his situation. After he had finished talking, I encouraged him to see change as an opportunity for growth and development. I reminded him that we serve an unchanging God, who is always with us and will never leave us nor forsake us. We prayed together, and I encouraged him to trust in God's plan for his life. In the weeks that followed, the young man learned that he had been promoted to a higher position in the new company. He was excited about the opportunity and grateful for the change. He realized that God had a plan for his life, and he needed to trust him. Individually, we also face similar situations in life when we are afraid of an imminent change, what it could bring and how to manage it. But God, the unchanging changer, is always with us in any situation. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. God is the only one that does not change, and he will help us handle whatever change we face when we turn to him. Change is a part of life. We cannot control it, but we can control our response to it. We may be afraid of change because it takes us out of our comfort zone. However, God wants us to trust him in the midst of any change. He is the unchanging changer, the one who never changes and yet changes everything. He is always with us, and he has plans for our lives. The Bible is filled with stories of change and transformation. From the Israelites wandering in the wilderness to Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus. In each situation, God shows us that he is the unchanging changer. God is the constant in our ever-changing world. Whenever we face a change, we can hold on to him who never change. He will neither leaves us nor forsakes us. He is our rock, our fortress, and our refuge in times of trouble. We can trust him today with our lives and our future. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19 says, Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth, do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. God is always doing a new thing in our lives. Sometimes, we may not understand why things are happening, but we can be sure that God is at work. He is making a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. In the midst of any change, let's trust that God is leading us to a new place, a place of abundance and growth. The Bible further reminds us in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 that God has a good plan for our lives. Plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. When we face change, we can trust that God is leading us to something better. We may not know what the future holds, but let's be confident that God has a good plan for our lives. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." This verse encourages us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. Today, in all our ways, let's submit to God, and He will make our path straight. Even when we don't understand why things are changing, we should trust that God is leading us in the right direction. Let's submit to His will and He will guide us in the right path. Finally, we read in Romans chapter 8 verse 28 that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This is a reminder that whenever change comes, we can trust that God is working for our good. We may not see it at the moment, but we can be sure that God is at work, shaping us into the people He wants us to be. Change can be difficult, but it can also be an opportunity for growth and development. Anytime we face change, let's trust God that He is leading us to something better. Let's hold on to the unchanging Christ who never leaves us nor forsakes us. As we go today, consider a time in your life when you faced a major change. How did you respond to the change? Did you trust God in the midst of it, or did you rely on your own understanding? Take a moment to pray and ask God to help you trust Him more in the midst of change. Remember that God is the unchanging changer, and He will always lead you to something better. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for reminding us that You are the unchanging changer. Today, help us to trust in You in the midst of change and to see it as an opportunity for growth and development. We pray that You will guide us on the right path and lead us to something better. Help us to submit to Your will and to trust in Your plans for our lives. We ask that You will give us the strength and courage to face whatever changes come our way, knowing that You are with us every step of the way. Bless and guide us as we go today. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 30 and chapter 31. And for the evening, Luke chapter 17 verses 20 to 37. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.